Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, Divides. I am your DM, Daniel, and with me is Austin as Orenthal James, Craig as Jose de la Mancha, and Dylan as Biggin' His Tonadile. Big Tony. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, Divides. I am your host, Daniel, the new DM for this brand new project on Ready, Set, Roll. And with me today is the old DM of Ready, Set, Roll Project Nova, Craig.
Hey, everybody.
And also with us is the man himself, Dylan, who originally played as Kurtz.
What up?
So last time that we were on adventures through Ready, Set, Roll, Jose de la Mancha, a knight of the people, found himself battling an old enemy, a pirate leader who attacked his small town of Beachton and almost destroyed his home so many years ago. Finally, he got his revenge from many years before and even managed to keep him alive, along with his ally and compatriot, Orenthal James, a Minotaur bounty hunter who seemed to be a very capable ally in the heat of combat. However, we're now going to a different perspective, close to around the same time, as we discover what Dylan's character is doing. As we go over to the bright sunshiny day along the smooth sailing seas, a small galleon is jumping the little waves that there are, and you can hear what sounds like sea shanties upon the ship, playing ever quietly as we zoom in to see a crew of hearty seamen.
Damn it.
Rubbing the poop decks and...
All right.
cleaning the mast. Upon this very ship is a dragonborn who will now introduce himself.
Hey, it's me, Biggest Tornadile, a.k.a. Big Tony. Just doing my ship deeds. I don't know nothing about a boat. I picked the wrong character to be living on a boat.
You picked the sailor subclass, and now you got
to
deal with
it. Yeah, I do have to deal with that. You said mast, and I was like, man, is that the front, right? I don't even know.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's something. Anyway. Yeah, being as Tony, as you're upon this boat, you've been on the seas for 5 years.
Oh, man.
With a visit to landfall, of course.
Real seaman at heart now.
Yeah, every man can't just sit on the ship all day. They have to
That'd be boring.
But where you were once just a smaller dragonborn with the name Big Ness Tony Tonadel, you are now truly a Big Tony.
I've grown into Big Tony.
What type of dragonborn are you?
I'm pretty sure silver. Cold resistance.
Yeah. Your silver muscles glinting in the sunshine as you see these seas reflect your scales. And next to you is seaman, another privateer, who has been working with you since almost 1 year in. Craig, your character for this time around.
Who is another dragonborn with bronze scales.
Okay, I see.
Hey, it's your cousin Mickey! Mickey Totodile! What's going on?
Mickey! Boy, I've been hanging out for 5 years. I just want to act like it's been a while, but it is.
Hey, it's always been a while when you know you got families involved.
It's how we greet each other every morning.
Yeah, preach, boy. Brother, preach. How's the ma doing? How's she doing?
I haven't seen her in 5 years. I don't know.
Jeez, I know that. I know that. I don't know why I'm asking.
I hope she's okay.
When we get back home, we got to get some of that good gravy she makes, you know, put it on
the
pot
the best.
With
the
red
can.
Okay. so as you two have been on this ship for 5 years, and you're finally about to head home to your small fishing village of Beachton. Long has it been since you were young children playing upon the beach, battling crabs to the death.
Not our death, though.
Not your death, the crab's death. You guys know how to effectively kill crabs.
Yeah.
Now,
a lot of people can say that.
Not a lot of
people. A lot of people got to deal with crabs the rest of their life, not us.
Exactly.
The only crabs I got to deal with is the ones that itch, you know what I mean? I shave one side, I watch them move over.
All right, Mickey, you're a little too more detailed than I liked, but all right. Yep. I think everybody got the main idea I was trying to get across.
Yeah.
Good old Mickey.
Just got to get the shampoo, you know what I mean? It's a special shampoo, special blend.
We called him Dirty Mickey for a while, but I thought he got rid of him.
I shaved the whole thing. Now I don't have that problem.
Oh.
But,
Truly, you're a disgusting
man. Wait, you have hair as a dragonborn? That's interesting.
They're very coarse, and they hurt when they grow out.
Good lord.
We are very porous people.
So as you all are sailing through, the captain has been giving you leisurely time, more or less, just typical scrubbing the poop deck and the mast and everything, your typical routine. He says it's going to be an easy time going into shore. The tides are smooth. The breeze is fair. You should be home within the next 3 hours before the sun even sets. He was grateful for everyone who served upon his ship. And thankful for all your help in dealing with the pirates and the dastardly evil monsters that roam the sea around Saranesh. Tony, you have a little bit of... You two have a... You, Mickey?
Yeah, cousin Mickey.
Mickey and Tony. You both have a little downtime after you cleaned up the deck. What would you like to do? There's a few leisurely activities you could do. You could play some music. There's actually a dartboard in the ship.
Ping pong.
Ping pong's a little difficult on a non-flat surface.
Not if you're not skilled, us. You know what I mean? You got to get swaying with the
enough,
boat.
I mean, I've been playing ping pong on a ship for 5 years. I'm like a champion at it.
Okay, fucker.
Heaven forbid we play ping pong on the shore, because that throws our game all off.
Yeah.
We're going to play ping pong on the ship then. Go ahead. You guys are going to go ahead and give me either sleight of hand rolls or acrobatics, I guess.
Oh, man. Okay. I talked a lot of shit, and I'm not good at either of those.
DC of the first shot is just a simple serve, so.
Well, who's serving?
Roll initiative. Ah.
Okay.
Okay, we roll an initiative?
Roll initiative to serve ping pong.
I got 10.
I got a 5.
Ha, sucker. All right.
It's a natural one.
Jeez. Okay, let's get it. Ooh, 18. I guess they're both the same, so acrobatics.
This serve is red hot.
Boom, coming right at you.
I wasn't able to get it. Boy, that was a hell of a serve. You put the pepper on that.
Went right through your paddle. Look at the hole.
Jesus.
You gotta get another paddle.
Oh, man, that's my favorite paddle. It was gold and black. I loved it.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
It had a bird flapping its wings on both sides. I spin it real fast. It looks like the bird's flying.
Oh, man.
Only going to play to 5.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm serving it up. Oh, man. 21.
Damn, that was 11. I didn't even see that one coming. Throw it down for me.
He's just getting fucked up right now. All right, service.
Serve. If I win this one, then it's over, right? Or, oh, is it 5 serves or we're just playing to 5?
Playing to 5.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a 10.
That's a hot 16 for me, right back at you, Tony.
Oh, no. Oh, my paddle. Oh, no. My grandmother gave me this one.
Oh.
Damn it, Mickey.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Speak again.
Damn it, Mickey.
Second, I don't know what happened. You're talking
about Grandma Pete's paddle, not Grandma Pete's paddle.
You broke it, Mickey.
No, Mom's gonna be so mad.
Return. You get to return his return. So roll the return.
So confused.
I'm making this very complicated for people.
I feel like Dan's making up the rules as he goes.
I feel that too. 14 coming right at you.
So, Mickey, your turn to return.
Another hot 16.
Damn
So your DC to beat is 16.
Oh, I gotta. What? Okay.
Oh wait, actually, his was a 16 on the return.
I think that was a point.
So yeah, so Mickey, right now you have a point against him. So you're served now.
So it's 2-1. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like Daniel don't want me to win.
Serve it up, Mickey.
That's a 13.
13? Oh, that's a natural one. Oh no.
So as you both are serving, Mickey, you hit it to Tony, and Tony tries to return it. He bumps his whole knee against the table.
Oh, my knee.
His paddle hits the ball and it goes out the window.
Oh,
Tony, what
ball.
You doing?
Damn it. Why do we have 17 paddles but one ball?
It's all right. It's all right. Hang on. Okay, I got an extra ball. Don't worry. Cousin Mickey always comes prepared.
Oh, my God. Did you just throw up a ball?
It's a party trick, dog.
We lost that 6 weeks ago, Mickey. I didn't know you ate it.
Well, it's a party trick. You know, I can make an 8-ball disappear, too, if we're playing billiards.
Disgusting.
All right, 2-2. Mickey, your serve.
That's another 16.
Fuck, oh, stop rolling 16s. Oh, it's a 15. God!
Ah, got him.
No. 3-2. I guess it's your serve again.
Yeah.
You ain't going like this 21.
Oh, no, I'm not going to like it at all. That's an 8. It's an 8.
Uh-oh.
Oh no, it's 4-2. I talk so much shit.
I put that Tonadol spice on that one.
Oh, that's a cheat ball. He cheat ball. He's had it in his stomach the whole time.
It's weighted on one side, but don't tell nobody's.
Oh, you just told me.
Oh shit. That's an unnatural 20.
Oh no. Oh, that's a 14. You got me, Mickey, you bastard.
Game, set, match. You owe me a drink.
There's some grog in the kitchen.
I go and try to hurry up and drink it all, so I don't got to owe him none. What? I'm running. I'm running full speed.
There's rations. What are you,
Biggie, we're on Biggie, short. What are you doing?
Not on a short yet. What is going on?
You said we had 3 hours. I got 3 hours to drink all of this.
Hey, we can make it. We can make it in 1.5 if I join in.
Good point. Wait, who's the captain of this ship? It can't be me, right?
No. Okay. You're a privateer. You may have gotten a promotion to lieutenant or nice. Something along those lines. Because you've been on this boat for 5 years, obviously. You're not going to be a low-ranking seaman forever. But what you do, the captain is Captain... Morjan.
Captain Fred Knox.
No, his name, what? His name is Captain Morjan.
Morjan?
That's Mojean.
I was calling Captain Mo.
Captain Mo.
I remember that. Captain Mo.
But yeah, you both go into the kitchen, have a nice tasty ration, nice tasty meal. Since you're about to go to shore, they're kind of throwing out everything. That's about to expire.
I'm not going to eat a lot because I'm going to fill up on Mom's nice gravy.
Hey, it noodles. Don't matter how much I eat. I always got room for your mom's gravy. It's so good.
I'm just going to make sure I eat more than Mickey, so I'm not going to eat as much right now.
A lot of citrus.
Yeah, because you'll never eat as much as me. I'm the biggest Tonadol ever.
Psych. I stand up real tall, and I'm like, I'm the biggest Tonadol ever.
Don't let him mock you like that, guys. You know I am the biggest Tonadol.
I'm trying to kick him in the back of the knee to make him fall and be like, oh, yeah, now look who's the biggest Tonadol.
Oh, yeah, guess who's getting all the grog now as I slide a hand and grab all the grog as I get closer to the table.
Hey, the 14 hit your AC, Craig?
Negative, sir.
Damn it, I tried to kick you in the back of the knee. It didn't work.
I get out of the way. And I give you a slight eye.
I just slipped, Mickey.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. We're family. I understand.
Just got a little frustrated. A little mad.
All right, let's go to shore.
So
I think Daniel's
going to
get mad because we're going to take over his show.
Well, as you all are pulling closer to shore, upon the horizon, you just notice the very sudden look of a gray tint in the sky.
Oh, shit, son. It seems like a storm's a-brewing.
But yeah, as you all are preparing to head to shore, the winds start blowing. The air starts to get a little colder. And Captain Moe stands up and sniffs the air. I thought I smelt a storm coming. Brace yourselves, men. We have a storm coming upon our hull in any minute now.
I run downstairs and I go grab my Letterman jacket.
Batten down those sails, tighten those ropes, prepare to rudder. Somebody get on the helm. We're about to brave this storm before we get home. One last danger before the shore leave is yours. So, as you all prepare the best you can, we're going to go ahead and get some things done. So, you both have checks that you can make to help batten down the ship to better prepare it for the coming storm. And the more you do, the lower the percentage that the boat capsizes and sinks. So, best of luck to you, gentlemen. So, Big Tony, what would you like to do?
I would like to roll religion and pray to my God to help me out of this situation, please.
Fucking, that's divine intervention, and that's not a skill you have in the paladin. Sure, I'll let you pray. The DC might be a little bit difficult.
But all right, get come to on, pray. God, help me out here. It's a 16.
God does not seem to hear you upon the wind.
Oh, God, are you forsaken me again?
He seems on to be on
another. One of my javelins.
He seems to be on another business call.
Oh, no.
Okay. Next up, we have Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey's going to look around and see if there's any masts or any sails that aren't tied up properly. I'm going to go over and use some of my Boy Scout routine and put the right ties on the knots. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Give me a sleight of hand for tying that rope.
Ooh, that's a 3 plus 6. Not good. That's a 9.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, boy. Yeah, so as you tie him up, Mickey.
Better get to swimming.
Yeah, you tie him up, Mickey, and you're thinking, man, that's a pretty good link of sausage right there that I just did. Ma would be proud of me. And then you walk away, and it just slowly starts untying itself. All right, Big Tony, what are you
going
to
do? It ain't never helped you.
So you said, so like the ship getting like the shit kicked out of it, or?
Not yet. The storm hasn't arrived yet.
Okay.
You're just prepping for the storm.
Prepping for the storm.
Uh-huh. So you can move cannons into securing them. Tie up lines, secure cargo.
Okay, yeah, I guess, move all the cannons, disperse all the cannons out so it's, like, evenly.
I'll let you do an athletics for this one because it's actually moving the cannon, and then somebody else can tie things up for you. Okay. So, athletics.
Come on, motherfucker. That's not going to do it. That's a 13.
Oh, my good Lord.
6 plus 7.
Craig, I think I found the opposite. You all were having such a good damn game last time that this game's all falling apart.
Yes.
So, that's 3 fails, gentlemen. Yeah. All right. So, the ship seems like it is ready and prepared to take on the worst of the storm.
I'm excited.
All right.
Captain Moe's about to be donezo.
And the storm slowly rages on and rages in. And as it's about to hit.
Help me, God.
You know, fuck, I forgot what I was doing.
Yeah, go ahead. Super dramatic look.
Yeah. Last thing I heard, I thought I lost the call. Like, last thing I heard was, as the storm rages in.
Hi.
And it was just, like, silence.
Let's see. Hold on. Let me think about this. High or low, Big Tony?
You know I'm a high roller, so I'm going to go high.
Gonna go high.
You can't shoot them bones, Tony. Come on.
You don't know what I can shoot.
Would you rather have Mickey shoot the bones or?
No, I'm shooting okay. These bones. Shut up, Mickey.
So
you
high.
Don't know what you're
all right.
Talking about.
Okay. All right. And slowly but surely, the storm comes in and the waves crash into the boat and hit it. And we'll find out what happened to the boat after this commercial message.
Oh, come on, Biggie. You know what happens.
And don't call me Shirley.
So.
It's an airplane reference.
Yeah, so I'm just going to take a quick 5 seconds. I need to think really quickly because you all are going to be in the storm.
We just wrecked this whole thing.
Oh, my. Holy Lord. Like, it wasn't like the DCs were hard, but it was just like.
We just had three shitty rolls.
Very, like. Shitty
hey, they can't always been winners, okay? They can't always been winners.
I was like, this is nightmarish.
Hey, everybody. You've heard us talk about it before. You're going to hear us talk about it again. Let's talk about Teachable. In the age of computers and whatnot, learning a skill or a trade is easy as ever. You've heard of online schools. Why not become a teacher at an online class? So if you have any skills or stuff you think that you could pass on to somebody else, Teachable is a viable option to spread your knowledge online to customers that you normally wouldn't get in your local area, such as, I don't know, I just lost my train of thought. But Teachable is awesome. You get paid to teach your skills to other people online that sign up for your classes at minimal effort to you. So, if you're interested in Teachable, click our link in the show notes below and sign up and get paid to teach today.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We go into the storm hitting the ship. The waves are crashing along the boat. It's a heavy storm, one that just really came out of nowhere, almost by its own design, as though it was a living storm.
What?
And as the storm is hitting, the cannons are going all over the fucking place.
Oh, no.
One of the sails comes undone.
Oh, Mickey, watch out. There's a cannon coming at you.
It seems
oh, snaps!
It seems that God has forsaken this boat.
God, why have you done this to me again? Big Tony's just on his knees in the middle of the ship. Just,
It's just moving back and forth. And as a wave of water splashes onto the ship, a creature starts to rise out of the water.
Oh, jeez.
It has little wings and creeps over and crawls. And I fucking threw out my shoulder.
It stops.
Do I see
like,
this?
Oh, fuck.
Do I see this?
Oh, fuck. I landed on the ship so wrong.
Daniel, fuck. Do I see this?
My muscle got tight all of a sudden.
It's hot. It's hot.
It's hot. I need it's hot. Hot. Help me. All right.
It needs to be cold first. Cold
yes,
first, then high.
Water-like.
Mickey runs and helps it.
These water-like entities start showing up on the ship. And Captain Moe is like, defend the ship. Defend it with your lives, men. As these creatures begin to attack crewmates left and right.
Oh,
Tony,
no.
Mickey.
Oh, no.
My crewmates.
What do you do?
I shoot lightning at him out of my breath.
What do you mean?
All right.
I shoot lightning out of my mouth at him.
Okay.
Are they still wet?
I gotta check how tough these things are.
What is mine?
That ain't tough enough, am I right, Biggie?
That's right.
Now I'm not sure.
You about to have cold and lightning coming right at their asses.
We gonna shock them, then we gonna freeze them so we can laugh at them later.
Talk about icy hot. Burn all of us.
Up to pooper, you know what I'm saying?
Yuck.
Ain't nobody talk about the pooper. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Well, guys, I was just trying to join in.
Get out of here, Stinky.
Yeah, get out of here. Go back to your hole.
I don't know what to say. I've been kind of shoved out. Right?
Yeah, keep your
weird
shit downstairs.
You're not a part of the family anymore. You know
I've been
this.
Shunned.
You know what you did.
Ever since you went out and bought store-bought pasta sauce and
who
brought it to
that?
The family
store
reunion,
who
you have
does
not
that?
Been allowed to come back. You're allowed to be around, but you're not allowed to show your face around us, all right?
Store-bought pasta sauce. Okay. Oh, yeah, no, these things aren't that bad. As these water-like creatures come up out of the water, they begin to attack you all. So, go ahead and... Go ahead and give me initiatives, boys.
I got a 10.
Oh, 10. Nice and spicy.
I got a 19, sir. Got a 19. Mickey's on the hot rolls.
Got BT and MT. Okay, so Mickey on a 19. Big Tony on a 10. That one's going there.
Please,
yeah,
please
Big
call
Tony,
me
and that's
Cousin
Mini
Mickey.
Tony.
Cousin Mickey.
Cousin Mickey. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get the orders right.
I'm Big Tony, that's Mini Tony.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What?
What? I'm just saying.
Okay. Mickey, you see these steam creatures? Two of them seem to be engaged with you right now. What you doing?
I get down on one knee and pull out a ring. What do you expect? I'm a gentleman.
Mickey, what are you doing?
Oh my God. We're engaged, bruh.
What'd you do?
Hey, when you're on this boat, you're family.
Except for you, Stinky. Get out of here.
Wait, what's he doing? What'd you do?
So, you said there's two of them?
There's two of them that are currently engaged with you right now.
How many can I line up in a line?
You could probably get both of them.
All right. Are they wet?
I mean, they're water entities.
It came out of the water just
I don't
now.
Think they're going to be very resistant against lightning, Mickey.
So what you're saying is they got that WAP. Good. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hit them with that lightning breath. I'm going to go, kapow, and then I'm going to shoot my lightning breath at them.
They make con saves, right?
They have to make a con save. Yes, yes.
What's the DC?
12.
Okay, one fails. The other passes.
All right. So they're both going to take damage, but one's going to take half damage.
Correct.
That's 11 points of damage. Almost rolled max.
Damn. Very nice. So, yeah, one takes the sixer. One takes the 11.
On my bonus action, I am going to disengage.
Ah.
And
smart choice.
Back my fucking ass up.
I feel like a waitress holding a notepad right now. Okay, so Cousin Mickey managed to make a big burst. But now we're on to one of the creatures. Creatures like, hey.
What? Blah, 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 blah. They can't talk like that. Where are you from? They might be family, Mickey.
Oh, the family? Oh. Did they bring the garlic bread?
Spits out.
I've been wondering
as
who's brought the garlic bread
nice
this whole time. Who's been bringing the garlic bread?
Spits out a nice breath at the two of you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, two of you.
Sir, I moved 30
I need
feet away.
Oh, you moved. You would have had to move up to.
I never moved. They came to me. I disengaged, used my 30 feet movement back.
All right.
Yeah, I know how to play D&D.
Okay, so, Big Tony, this guy's blowing some cold air at you. Make a deck save.
14.
That passes.
And you're resistant.
Eat shit. And I'm resistant cold, yeah. Let's get it.
That's good. You only took 2 points of damage.
That already half?
Yeah, that's the half on the half. Because it would have been 6, then went to 3, then went to 2. As this creature unleashes its breath, it goes like, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't understand what's happening. You're good against cold stuff. It's weird. But it's Big Tony's turn.
I don't mind being a little cold. I got a sweater.
Big Tony's
turn. Big Tony's like, oh, they're probably resisting the cold. Damn it. I'm just going to cut this man in half.
Kick. So, Big Tony swinging big.
Cut him right in half. Let's go. 14 to hit.
That hits.
Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's going to be, okay. Ooh, almost rolled max. 11 damages.
Ooh, he took a lot of points of damage there, but he's still kicking. This thing's got a lot of hit points. All right. Goes to the other one. Other one's like, yo, bro, my breath ain't working, so I'm going to tag team with my buddy, and they're going to flank you.
Don't flank me.
I'm going to fucking claw you.
Dylan.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Got a question for you. What? Did he roll two dice, or did he only roll one?
He rolled two.
He's only allowed to roll one and add a plus two. Flanking rules. Dan's turn.
Oh, right. Right, I forgot about my own initiative, my own crit rules.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Well, he misses.
Yes.
So you're lucky.
I'm lucky. Oh, okay. You about to be unlucky in a sec.
You about to get yoked. Mickey,
help. They're trying to claw me.
I don't think people are going to want to listen to us talking like fake Italians for fucking a whole episode. You're the one.
Well, I didn't expect you to
I'm going
to
stop myself. Yeah, you need to stop yourself. I'm going to stop myself.
You're everybody else. There's two Italians on the boat, okay?
Can't we also fight
the guy? What is this? We got the Gino family over here, the Totodile family. We're clashing. So, I got a question. If my ally is within 5 feet of me, do I still get sneak attack, even though with your rules we do not get advantage?
You still get sneak attack, yeah. That's just
okay.
How rogues
I was
roll,
just making
man.
Sure. So, I'm gonna pull out my short sword. I'm going to say, this is for Tony! And I run in. And I'm like, Biggie, you got my back? And I stab him. Does a 15 hit?
15 will hit him.
Okay, cool.
Was this the one that Big Tony smacked
yes,
earlier?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Cut him in half.
So we hit him.
I told him I would, but I didn't. I need you to do it for me.
Okay.
Damage is going to be enough to probably kill.
8 points of damage.
Now I need you both to make dex saves.
What?
As it explodes.
That's six.
21.
Oh, man. So you both take half a seven. Sick. So you both take 4 points of damage as this thing blows up in an icy tundra. Mickey, you like, man, I didn't expect that. But now there's one left. Big Tony. He's been hurt. He also got hit by the... Got hit by the beam. The lightning from Mickey.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to try to cut this one right down the middle. It's going to hit... 23.
That, yeah.
And that's going to be 7 damages.
All right. Still up and kicking. And it's going to realize its claws against your armor probably ain't the best thing.
Probably ain't going to work.
But now, Mickey's also there. You're going to maneuver to breath weapon you both. I need dex saves, Mickey. And you.
That's a 16, sir.
Also a 16.
Okay. So you both take half of one, and then you take half of one.
So you take one point of damage.
I just take none, right?
You just take one.
Pretty sure half of half is less.
Well, you have to take 1 point of damage.
Look, I've never gotten to that point before.
Technically, I would round down, right? So that'd be zero.
It's never been like this before.
I'm sorry, guys.
So
this never happens.
I swear this never happened.
Yeah, so Mickey, this guy's still alive.
Got him.
All right. You disrespected my family, and you blew some spit on me, man. What are you doing?
Look at him. Next package garlic bread in his back pocket. He bought it from the store.
It's frozen? It's frozen garlic bread, not even fresh? I thought I was disrespected when you spit on me, but now I'm really disrespected. So I'm going to come in with a... I'm going to stab him twice. Once with my short sword and once with my dagger.
Lord. All right, step. Just swing.
17 and a 15.
Dead. It blows up. Need dex saves.
So that would be a 14, sir.
Okay. So, half of three, you take two, and you take one. So, Mickey, you take two.
Oh, man, what the hell?
And as you two defeat yours, other crewmates are starting to defeat their own. But as they are doing it, the mixture of the breaths and the explosions have just been weighing on the crew as, like, some of them fall down dead.
Oh,
a few more fall overboard.
Oh, no.
But then finally, at just this weird moment, a massive wave, almost like a giant maw, comes up out of the water. And your boat starts tipping over and over.
Rogue wave on the port side!
And then it crashes.
Oh, no. Mickey, are you a good swimmer?
We're about to find out.
And you two find yourselves floating in the ocean. Light dimming around you. You can see the thunder roaring above, people following the ship, drifting down into the water. And then you both wake up. You find yourselves on planks of wood and barrels, remnants of your ship. As you start to look around, you're just somewhere in the ocean. But what's that? In yonder. We'll find out next time on Ready, Set, Roll.
It's John Cena!
So yeah, we'll catch you all next time on Ready, Set, Roll with more of Big Tony and Cousin Mickey. Hopefully to you people who listen to us, hopefully our accents were pretty spot on.
Well, that could have gone better.
They're getting drenched more than their spaghetti.
Oh, what? You don't need wet spaghetti. Yuck.
Gross.
What, you got crunchy spaghetti? But,
al dente, perfect.
Yeah, Mickey gets it.
So next time we'll figure out what happens to Cousin Mickey and Big Tony. Until then, we'll see you next time on Race at Roll Divides.